That's the extra money you
Also sei mir aber ja
ja.
We said that we make three mistakes. Yeah, let's just start with the three mistakes. We're talking to somebody now who's responsible for being mefarnes other people besides himself. Himself, just one second. Let me just get my head straight. 1 second. I don't want him to find out what I'm doing there. When it comes to himself, it's very straightforward. He does the shtadlus he needs to do in order to get what he needs, the minimum what he needs to live on. Okay, that's partial. That's the first thing we have to do. Now, there's other people that he's responsible for. That's what we're going to deal with. We'll deal with that now. Exactly what we're dealing with now. We're dealing with a mistake, the three mistakes that a person makes in his dealings with other people. That's what we're dealing with. So you need it for other people. You need it for your wife, your kids, your family, and your workers, the next door neighbor. We'll see. See. That's your rechush, that's your possessions. The first is what you need for your goof. Yeah. We're in the category of things that are no gael olam hazeh, that impact on olam hazeh. The first level is the things that relate to you personally. The next thing are your possessions and your acquisitions or whatever, and how that relates to other people. No, when do we ever see that? That was a mistake. You're not allowed, you shouldn't be involved in getting anything more for yourself than what you need. I'll show you now. Shnia, shnia, let's get what's first. All these other things that the president he should put in effort only to get what he needs to live and eat on his own. First level is what you need to survive. So, if you're the only person in the world, you wouldn't do anything more than to get your minimum, what you need to live. Shush, no. Lock off from there. Tell all the parts of be slow, if you ask me that question. Lord. Yeah, I'm, that's what he's saying. That's exactly. הצורה הנכונה של הבטוחן על אלוקים בדברים אלו שיעסק במה שהזמין לו עבור בדברים אלה you should be Isaac in what we're calling ishtadlus, just loosely once again, זה לא בדיוק אבל for lack of a better for now אלא כדי צורך מחיוסו ומזוינה בלבד that's what you do only problem is you're not the only person in the world and there are other people that you need to take care of that's what we're dealing with them No. You made no effort for it. It's whatever, I don't know. Somebody in New Zealand died and left you money, whatever, yeah? So you make no effort to get that extra. But you loismoch alayim b'libo, and he doesn't rely on them. That you won't have more than your basic needs, whatever that is. אז גם אם ישתדנו כל הברואים שבשמיים ובארץ לא יוסיף לו אף פעם. Even not just you, the whole world will be out there making shtadlus to get you more. You won't get it. Lo yoichalas is for shum oifen al yadei efen. So there's no shtadlus in the world that will get you that extra money. Because yiptach v'lakim b'tov v'zeh, you're b'tochen Hashem in this area. Tile menuchas alev v'shal v'sanefesh. You've made the shtadlus you need for your minimum, your three slices of bread and onions and a damn basement somewhere, whatever your minimum needs are. Yeah, steak three times and other, whatever that is, Lomashane. Then you'll have Menuchas and Nefesh, Shalvas and Nefesh, Shema, Sheniktsav lo, lo yavod le deacherim, what you have, one good anybody else, Shelo yavod, yoysim mukdam, lo yoysim mukhay, all bidyuk, what you need. Now. Ulefamim mefanas aboyere b'nei Adam rabim al yedei Adam ache, al yedei Adam echad. Sometimes, on Kodesh Boku, that's the fun is you through you. Hashem mefanas is you through me. It means I provide you with your panosa. That's what it looks like. That's what he says. Lots of people get taken care of. They need to get taken care of by one person. So let's have a look and see this person. This person that's providing panosa for lots of people, that should be dealing with now. Shinuntes. Just going back because we keep losing track of what we're dealing with. The categories are kind of, you have to remember where you're holding. And we said that person who's taking care of other people, if he's a fool, he'll make three mistakes. And we're dealing with the three mistakes. The first mistake is that he needs a lot more money than he needs for himself. So he starts making his shtadluses, whatever that means, that are not exactly in accordance with the Rotz and Hashem. That was his first mistake. He starts doing dodgy things in order to get his panos. Atos Ashenu. The Khaisha Shakura Khushad Yele Yodov. This is where we come. This is our Nisoid. It's a big Nisoid this. Shukhaisha Shakura Khushad Yele Yodov, Nitan Lord Tsurich Mechiosu. He thinks that all this other money that he got, which Hashem gave him to take care of other people, actually is his. It's got something to do with him and it's for his minimum needs. And therefore he becomes very tight to give to other people. A big famous son of the Chovas HaLevavos. A person's panos is divided into three portions. Chenek echad hu panos mechiyos. So like we said before, the first chenek is the panos you need to do. Your survival kit. And it tennis lot of shame kalkalas gufoy bilvad. That's given for you to nurture, to sustain your body alone. That's it. Upanosazu muftochos ime lokim lakol nivra shebo ruach chaim at sof yomo. That's guaranteed. Shem wants you to be alive, you'll have what you need to survive. There'll be enough air to breathe, water, food, you'll have enough to live. Guaranteed. You never have to worry about it. But he wants you to be alive, he'll give you the things that he needs to be alive. He wants Shem Machai to be alive. So he makes a spring and a carob tree for him. He said, and I think that. You wanted to ask something, a little bit subject. I forgot. I don't know what it is. You want to hold off? Okay, Basada. Let's okay. That you guaranteed. So the first chalik you have to worry about. Yeah? There's air to breathe, there'll be water to drink and food to eat. Whatever you need to survive, whatever that is. Yeah. If it's in the middle of a snow blizzard, you'll have warmth. It's the middle of 50 degree, whatever, you'll have an air conditioner. What do you need to survive? The goofer. Achelak Hasheni. And that's usually not a problem for people, because very few people have that problem. Most of us are spending much more money on other people than we do on ourselves. Just ourselves, how much do you need to live? How much does a man on his own need to live on? Very little of your budget going to your needs. I'm just saying, what do you need? Roy Fruba, what a person's spending is not in the first category. Roy Fruba, Ruba, it's a very small part of your budget, is category number one. Yeah, where the problems start. The panos you're giving in order to keep other people alive. The Hainu. Let's look at some of these. These might ring a bell. Ishtoi, Bonov, Benoisov, because they can also be expensive sometimes. Avodah, Baruch Hashem. South Africans have that problem a bit. Well, most people don't have that problem. Umashalsov, the Kiyatsibahem, and the people that you're responsible for being the farmers. Ishtoi Bonov, that's usually the main chunk of your budget going there. School fees, maybe. School fees, that's all Bonov and the nation. Avadi, Mishalsov, the Filipini, whatever. That's those are things you have to know. This panasa is not guaranteed to everybody. That's very strange. What do you mean? I'm not guaranteed the panasa I need for my wife and children? That's what he just said. Slowly. Slowly, 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 slowly. Let's just... Slowly, slowly. The problem is partial. I have a chiv to support my wife, and I'm guaranteed the panos. What am I supposed to do? So she'll starve? Yeah, but she's guaranteed that whatever she needs, she'll have to live. What's it got to do with me then? Why am I involved? We're not trying to ask kashas outside the chiv. We're trying to stand the chiv in the moment. The first thing you have to do when you're learning, especially when you're learning a rishon, is to understand what the rishon is saying. That's just from outside. You can only ask once you've understood what he said. Could be that. Let's just try and work on what he's saying. We trust the Chayim HaSalav of us that he knows what he's talking about. We're trying to understand him. Not asking questions on him from outside because you know what he's saying. So you have a problem. I'm just identifying the problem. This Chedek Sheni doesn't have anything to do with me. I'm responsible for supporting my wife, yeah? Giving her what she needs in order to survive. But she's guaranteed that from Hashem without me. She's no different from me. Everybody, call up Ruin. The smallest ant and the biggest dinosaur and whatever, all guaranteed that cause one she wants it to live, they'll have what they need. As Mike assure me to her or to anybody else for that matter, because they guaranteed. He said to me, that's not guaranteed to you. Well, it doesn't have to be guaranteed to me, it's guaranteed to her. That's not what he's saying. Yeah, slowly. Pointing out the problem. The second level is not guaranteed to everybody. It's only given to certain special people. These are the, there's unique reasons that only a Kodesh Baruch Hu knows about. This is temporary panosa. Sometimes you have it, sometimes you don't have it. In accordance with what Hashem's judgments take into account, Hamabusas al Chesed Vadin. That are based on what's called Chesed Vadin. Don't know what he means. That's the second one. Lo muvan al ma'u medaber. So he's talking about. So just hold off one second. We're in the mistake. He hasn't really told us the mistake yet. We're in the second mistake. He hasn't really told us what the mistake is, other than he thinks that the extra money he has is for his personal needs. And then he tells us, Panos is out into three areas. Your personal needs, the needs of other people you're taking care of, and that only a few people have. And lawyer down moment of Shlishihu, Panos what we would call wealth. This is not panos you need for yourself and not panos you need to support anyone else. This is just stum wealth. No one in your immediate circle of people you're obligated to take care of will have any benefit from this because they've already got whatever they need. He looks after it and he polishes and he takes care of it until either one of two things happen, it gets lost from him, or he dies and somebody inherits it. Again, without understanding Chelik Sheni too well, we'll come back to that. He's going to discuss that at more length. Of all the extra money you have, besides what you need to live on, you think is the money you need to live on. That's a tipesh. הוא בגן הפרנוס המחיוס, הוא בגן הסגופוי, ולכן הוא מזדזרז להגיס אותו משתד לאמנוי. Therefore, he makes a lot of effort to get it and look after it, מבלי לקחת בחשבון, without taking into account, שיתוכן שוצוי בו יישא, עבור מי שיהיה בעל אשתו אחר או מייסא. You know who he might be working for? His wife's new husband after he dies. That's who you're working for. Who do you think is going to move into the big house that you just built after you die from aggravation having dealt with Israeli kablonim? Or of all mishiyaru gotot, could be that the guy that kills the person, he's the guy that inherits the... Or of all soin of a god will be also, could be your biggest enemy lands up sleeping in your bed. He's been quite harsh. That's what he says. It's all in the second mistake. So just let's just summarize and take this into our, and to put this into our world a little bit. And it's very hard because drawing the line between what I need and extra, when it's extra outside my chivim to my wife and my children, because that's easier to work out. It's just like an infinite pit. When you get to the end of that infinite pit, then you can start worrying about the third category. Especially when you start marrying them all. The Lord, and I'm going to bear what's needed, what's not necessary. Can necessary. I'll show you now what I'm. Anything above that, anything above what you need and what everybody that you're responsible for paying, all of that has nothing to do with you. It's going to get taken away. So how you deal with that money, we'll see. He's going to explain what you're supposed to do. Huh?
Need it. So,
no, yeah, you need it, but not for yourself.
Everything you have, whatever it is, the jets, the yachts, whatever you want, delivers all of this. We know that you know.
If you've got a private jet,
you need it,
and you're using it to fly the doctor from America to Israel to treat Rabbi Lasher, then you use the private jet for what it was given to you for. But if you're using the private jet because whatever, you're in a lot of trouble.
But you didn't need it.
Again, you didn't need it. Hashem gave it to you to test you to see whether you'd use it correctly. That's what we said earlier.
Wait, so use it once.
You don't need it. You don't need it. What are you using it for? What are you using it for? You're using it to... That's what you're using it for. You're in a lot of trouble.
Then I have to go to surgery.
No.
I checked out the box.
No, that's not what he's talking about. Are you happy with that?
Oh, good fun.
Huh? Hashem gave you the money. And you decided. Maybe, but maybe you decided that with the private jets, how much chesed I can do, how many people need to go to hospital, how many people this, that, I can use it there. Or maybe that he needed it for his business. It could be they stand us that he needs to make based on who he is. He's one of these segula, Yoitzi segula. He's a very wealthy guy, whatever. He understands that he can learn more and learn better and whatever. And he's being generous. Could be, I don't know why she gave it to him. It's most times that the most says it's a test, a big test. A lot. If you could learn better when the air conditioner's on, why is it off? Yeah, because you know what the electricity costs. Who says I'm allowed to use more than that? Minimum. You told me bread and water ever. No. If you could learn better with the air conditioner, why did you give an air conditioner in the first place?
I always do better in the first class in economy.
If you can, okay, but again, but you have to be really genuine that that's why you're there. When Pesach Kron flows business class, I trust, okay, that he's flying business class because he functions better and can give it a share. And he's a better Jew and he's serving Hashem better when he fires business class. And no, it's not true. And I'm in business class, I'm a goy gobble. A big balgaiva. I was once knocked into business class twice, okay? Lord of the Bell, my Kodesh. But the biggest balgaiva, like you paid for the ticket, you know? You think you mamash feel like you own the plane. I don't tell me, yeah, you can always. And if I got put into first class Rahman and it's lying, you know what would have happened to me then? Yeah, I took out my Gemara. Yeah, I took it out because you have to take it out. And then what? That's all.
For you,
I was once flying economy class El Al to Israel. And on the plane, I don't want to mention his name, you know him, I'll tell you, a very wealthy Jew. Not that he's very wealthy Jew. I don't mean wealthy, I mean wealthy, proper wealth. You drive around Yerushalayim, you see a lot of buildings with his name there. Very wealthy Jew. And he's sitting in economy class with me, with his wife. So I went up to him, I said, what are you doing here? What's with this stuff? He said, Rabbi, there's a lot I can do with the extra money that they're wasting sitting in business class. Let the youngsters who don't know what life's worthwhile, because there were some of the younger wealthy guys, Jewish guys, living in business class. They don't know what money's about. Let them sit in business class. I have a lot I can do with that money that gets wasted by sitting in business class. So I've been uncomfortable for a few hours. But you know what I'm getting with that money? You know, I can buy with that extra money? That was a big musiness. Then he took out his Mercedes to Shari. A big from Jew. You have to learn Musa every day, Rabbi tells me. You know what I can do with that money, he says? Now, I'm not saying don't fight business class. If you can function better, if you have a business meeting the next morning and you're going to walk into the meeting bedraggled and verschleppt because you were sitting in the sardine can at the back, and you then sit in business class. That's what it's there for. Everything in the world that Hashem gives us is a resource. One of the defining distinctions between a child and an adult is an adult knows how to use the resources in the world that he's given properly. An adult knows when to switch on the air conditioner because he's going to learn better even though he has to pay the electricity for it afterwards. An adult knows when to send him business class because he knows he's going to function better and be a more productive person when he's sending him business class and he's sending an economy class. Again, you get a good meal. You ate a good, proper, solid breakfast. You function better during the day. If you're going to eat dry bread, you'll be ecstatic about who asked you to do that. You're not going to learn properly. You're not going to work properly. You're not going to function properly. You're going to work tired and hungry. You're a guzzler because you're not giving your boss what he's paying you for. You don't sleep properly at night. You hire for that. You're going to work the next day. You're a guzzler. But just to think about this, the world is full of resources. You have to know how to use them properly. Hashem doesn't give us these things for nothing. Hashem gives you gorgeous, delicious fruit. There's a lot you could do with that fruit by enjoying it and eating it and recognizing where it came from and using the kelim, the qualifications to serve Hashem better. It's not black and white. Minimum, no matter the law of practice, it's not so black and white. The things that you could do that give you menuchas and nefesh, that make you feel a bit better. I told you the story once hundreds of times. Again, Lawyers of Chems, they're a Volbeer of Scheinberg. I heard the story from the same person. He remembers it, whatever. I heard him telling me it was Rav Scheinberg. After he told me it was a Volbeer, not much there. One of the Gedolei Israel was at a Chassana eating ice cream. The main table there, eating an ice cream. So one of his Talmidim wanted to know, Ma said, tell you about, I want to understand. What are you doing? Why? I would never. Question, the Rob's eating ice cream, the Baltic. This was a good Talmud. And understand, what's the Rob doing eating ice cream? You want to know what is? They said, it's a good question. Bring two more and I'll tell you. So they brought him another one. He said, the one's for you. And he started eating the second ice cream. It was either a Rob in his old age or of Scheinberg in his old age. Robert Chanel, both. Whatever the story was. It's etching. I'm pretty isolated from the world and all the tourists out there because I'm in the yeshiva. I'm in the best midrash the whole day or whatever. When I come to a chasana, I'm exposed to the whole world and all its problems. People come talking to you, people tell you whatever. But I'm in a chasana, and I have to be besimcha. The ice cream helps me to be besimcha. That's an adult. That's somebody who knows himself, knows what his resources are, knows that there's a thing called ice cream in the world for another reason besides carbs. There's ice cream in the world for other reasons besides carbs. And he knew what to do with that ice cream. He knew how to use that ice cream properly. If eating a piece of ice cream gives you a bit of menuchas and nefesh, and you can come home and treat your kids better and be nice at home, then that's what you should do. Eat ice cream before you go home. Or anything else that's going to put you in a better mood. What's wrong with that? Mabayab is it? No, but it's beyond your minimum needs. No, that's not beyond your minimum needs. That's one of your needs. Because having yeshiva das and menuchas and nefesh is being the same. The goof is also a manda amaya. The body also has a claim to sustenance. Sometimes you have to feed your body as well. You have to give your body what he needs also so he doesn't interfere with what you're trying to do. Again, person has to be honest with himself. And you're not always going to get it right. There are going to be days where you're going to be sad. But you have to make your own cheshbonos. Sometimes two pieces of chocolate are enough. Sometimes you finish the whole slab. A person has to work out these cheshbonos for himself. We're not holding on a level where we eat one slice of bread in the morning, one slice of bread in the afternoon, and I'm going to cheshbon out, will I have a piece of orange or not? We're not there. That's not this generation. Not the generation we're saying. We're drowning in wealth, Rabbi Sir. Drowning. The richest people, the richest billionaires, whatever they were 150 years ago, didn't live the way we live today. And the average poor person lives today with more wealth than a millionaire from 150 years ago. What do they have? The only difference between a rich person and a poor person last year is that a slightly bigger house and more servants. Otherwise, everyone had the same thing. We had more sheep, whatever, the same, his own personal comforts. He had air conditioning, he had a double bed, they didn't have running water. They didn't have electricity. I'm talking about trees. They didn't have electricity. They didn't have running water. What are they? They had a color TV and had a black and white. No, 150 children and no electricity. Forget it. They found in the Roman ruins, they found whatever, okay? The inner city where the rich people live, the biggest house was about 40 square meters. Who's prepared these yechidot, whatever today have to be a millionaire to rent those as well. They're on our nakuda, but I'm just saying. So don't fight the battle that's not yours. That's not your battle. You have other problems. You have to at least be conscious of what he's talking about, because why is this important for us? Because in order to have betochen, and in order to make the correct ishtadlus, to get to where you're making minimal ishtadlus without regretting that you didn't make enough, the less you need, the easier it is to be a Baal Betochen. Because when you don't get it, it's not such a crisis. If you need enormous amount and you don't get it, your life falls apart. It's very hard to have a Betochen. If you don't need so much, so you don't get it, so nishkefelach, tomorrow you'll get it, you'll manage. The more you need, the harder it is to have Betochen. But you don't believe that. You really think it has something to do with you. I'm back in real, by the way. I should have mentioned that. In ideal, you're asking nothing to do with you, but in the real world, where your yeshiva da'at and benuchas ha-nefesh and your levels of simcha, okay, or what's being challenged, the less you need, the happier you'll be. The more you need, the more difficult it's been. And that is up to you. It is up to you.
There's levels and stuff. Your family has needs.
Again, I'm not talking about your family anymore. I'm talking about you. That's not so easy. It's not so easy to know how to use all we have when we have so much correctly and be happy with ourselves and know that sometimes we're going to slip. And sometimes, yes, I did take more. It's a difficult cycle to live and be normal and function properly. You're doing kiruv. Who's involved in kiruv? There's a lot of visitors for Shabbos. You have to have a nice house. He needs a nice house. No, look, like Rabbi Yudah Nossi. He needed every possible vegetable from all over the world, 24/7, winter, summer, whatever, on his table. So that's what he needed as the prince of Klal Yisrael. What did he need? Not even a fingertip of pleasure from it. But it had to be there. Same as your wife and your family were. Those are hechrach. Those are the things that you don't need, but other people need. So it's hechrach for you to provide them food. Again, all I've been doing is talking about that. The need is going to take an adult to sit down and do a cheshbon. Do I really need this? Don't I need it? But in a normal, healthy way. Not in an obsessive, compulsive. Correct.
My wife needs one.
No, your wife's not you. No. You, yourself. You're the only person. You don't have a wife. You don't have children. You're right.
I say, okay.
If you're relying on your wife for those areas, then you're relying 100% on those questions. That's what you have to give yourself. End question. She's in charge of the kitchen. Whatever she says, she needs to be, that's what you give. Unless you're dealing with psychological issues or whatever, then you have to, I'm not even talking to you. Then you have to get help. You have to ask Charles. But I'm saying, you're Your wife's in charge of the kitchen. She's in charge of the clothes. And nothing to do with the clothes to come over to you.
I ask a question every now and then. It seems like a logical answer.
What?
No, every now and then I'm like, well, it's still good, logical answer. So.
Yeah, I'm just saying, now and again, your yikes will get the better of you. Start sticking your nose into things with nothing to do with
it.
Where's the
money from? Where's any money come from?
No. We said
Let me ask you a question. You can walk around the house like I do sometimes, switching off the lights, switching off the air conditioners. The guy paying the bills is the guy walking and switching off and driving yourself nuts. I have no problem when I'm going to switch off the lights. But I don't just switch off the lights. I clutch. Does he switch off the lights? Doesn't he just, you know, it's like, what is it? Too technologically complex for them to push the button? Except 1 second. Then I made the following question. Well, I'm upset about the lights being on. The light bothers me? No, the light doesn't bother me. It's a waste of money. Yeah? Now, even if you're a cash money, you'll say it's not so much. But even if it is a lot of money, yes? Once again, who does the money come from? Now, forget about principles. Whenever we say principles, we need money. But then somebody says it's not the money, it's the principle, you know what that means? Money.
Just the principle. I want justice.
Principle as opposed to capital. Again, is it worth? You have to ask yourself. It's not for me to ask this question for you. I've done it for myself. Is it worth the aggravation? You want to switch off the light? Switch off the light for sure. You should. But is it worth the aggravation, the lack of a chorister, praise that you have to the person who left the lights on, the impeding your relationship with that person who left the lights on? Is it worth it over the money? At the end of the day, the person who's giving you the money would rather that you not kvetch. And he's giving you the money in the first place. And if you step back from the kvetching and being like that, whatever. So what's it? It's another 50 shekels of mine. Take that out of your Shalom Bayis account or any other account. Yeah.
You said, stage one is everything.
I'm out of the Chavis Lavov. I'm rocked up from the Chavis Lavov now. I'm talking about, like, how do you know what your needs are? I'm just trying to show you in real. He's talking ideal.
I'm going to go back to
real. Ideal. Okay.
Ideal was stage.
One way to escape real is to go back to ideal. It's not got nothing to do with me.
It's like,
yeah.
So, one level we said was that everything that you need, don't worry, Hashem, you covered bread and water, then you've got it. Now you introduce the second stage, which is wife and your children, and anyone else that's really that close to you. And that's not guaranteed.
We say we have a kasha. We don't say we have a kasha. We don't say
how much falls into it.
I don't know. That's why I have a kasha.